Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, April 10th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and we're joined by our great friend now, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW-Madison Extension. Laura, good to have you in studio.
Thanks so much for having me again, James. I always enjoy my time here.
Always appreciate hanging out with you and finding out more and more about our 4-H. We encourage everybody out there to be a part of things at 4-H. Any chance you get, including volunteering and some of the cool things that we're going to be talking about today. We're starting off with summer camp, and it got a little warmer as soon as I said that. Got a little bit warmer. It feels good. Feels good. But we got summer camp right around the corner, Laura.
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, one of the things I'm thinking about right now is it really is time for school to let out.
Yeah, it's April.
But, you know, that end of school year when kids have free time, where they can actually have some power in choosing what they do with their days, kind of excites me. And so we have a summer packed full of things. And really, right after school lets out, summer camp is the very first thing. And the reason I want to bring that up today is because it takes a lot of planning. Today is the last day that we can take registrations for summer camp. Summer camp is 3 days. It's 2 nights. It's a great opportunity for young people to make friends, to challenge their own independence, to explore nature and some activities in the outdoors that we can't easily do in our own backyards. And this program is really ideally suited for the kids who are in third grade right now through seventh grade. The activities that we do at camp are uniquely designed so that those young people can succeed and challenge themselves both. And this year, we're doing some things that we've never done before. So I'm really excited, right? I'm not one to sit back on my laurels and have everything be the same all the time.
I don't want to skate past something that you said there, though, and I want to get into the camp and some of the things you're excited about, but challenging their independence. Boy, is that a great line, Laura.
Yeah.
And it's such a noteworthy. I think all of us can, when you said that, felt something from that, whether it was from our own past when we were kids or just the idea of that for kids. That's such a great line and such a great thing to bring up. I appreciate that.
Well, you know what? It's one of the key features of a really good positive youth development program, teaching young people how to be independent, right? Sometimes I think as parents, sometimes it's just easier to do it myself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make the big mess and all of the things. Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to make the big mess or you've got to make the mistake so that you know that you can do the things on your own.
I'm pretty sure that's where it, if you want to make, sometimes you got to crack a few eggs. You know, I think that's where it came from, is actually teaching kids things.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things you're excited about with summer camp this year?
Okay. So something we've never done before, but is possible because of the camp that we use. Our young people are going to be able to choose if they would like to do blacksmithing.
Whoa.
Right? So this is something like really out there.
Yeah.
Could a third grader really succeed in blacksmithing? Mm-hmm. When you have a group of people who are really focused on helping young people learn skills, keeping them safe and doing all of the things, I'm going to tell you, yes, it is possible. And the other really cool thing is this is our first time where we're going to have like a choose your own adventure opportunity at camp. Normally, it's much easier to schedule where we have everybody in a line doing the same things. But on the last day of camp this year, we have a whole variety of activities, a 2-hour long canoe, the blacksmithing, and some other things that they're going to be able to opt into should they so choose. And we'll have everything from like the arts and crafts, because we know that that's really what sparks some kids. We know that physical challenges like canoeing or rock climbing are what spark some others. And then you've got others that are like, wow, blacksmithing? Where on earth could I do this otherwise? I just want to give it a try because then I'm going to have something really cool to take home. So I want to just once again remind everybody, 4-H camp is for everybody from third grade through seventh grade. 4-H membership is not required. And if you're interested in learning more about getting a young person registered, contacting me at the extension office is the best way to do that. And you could call, you could email, you could reach us through the Wood County 4-H Facebook page. You know, we check our messenger all the time, too.
I love this program. I love camp. I admit I didn't get a chance to do camp when I was a kid, and it was something I really wanted to do, especially when I moved out here and I learned more and more what camp was. I had only seen it on like TV shows and stuff, and it seemed cool. But then when I moved out here, here and I see it's an actual thing. I was very jealous of that. I always wanted to learn something like that. But you, I don't think I ever wanted to do camp more than the one you're talking about right now. This is amazing, some of the things there. I mean, the kids are cool and all. I want to learn this stuff. Yeah, like, it's awesome. And I got to think that we're not alone in this. I was a gigantic fan of those Choose Your Own Adventure books. I love those books. Yeah. The idea of doing something like that is such a cool idea and such an ability to give these kids, yes, their opportunity to find what they might like and everything, but just even giving them the option of choosing.
Absolutely. It's
such a great life lesson. It's such a great opportunity to not only make decisions in decision-making, problem-solving, even on a level like this of the problem of, oh my God, I want to do everything. What do I choose? Mm-hmm. That's another life lesson right there incorporated in this that is really unique and kind of cool about it. I love that touch. That's great.
I agree. And I'm going to say this too, right? The fact that they have to make this decision while they're at camp is going to ensure that the kids are making their own decision.
Yeah.
We just had this really cool field trip to UW-Madison with, they were third grade through high schoolers. And one of the stops we made was Babcock Hall for ice cream. Mm. Do you know how many kids didn't know what kind of ice cream they were going to get because their parents just chose for them?
Wow.
Even in those older ages, right? So I'm like, that's just an example of an independence piece, right? Expecting a child to make their own ice cream choice, that's giving them a little added responsibility. Mm-hmm. And those little bits build on one another. So kids are going to have to choose when they're at camp this year, and I'm super excited about that. And I just want to say, I was never in 4-H as a young person. I was in Girl Scouts. And being in Girl Scouts is what gave me my first introduction to camp. I never would have canoed. I never would have learned how to use a pocket knife. Like, there are so many skills that I learned, and they have had a lifelong impact on me. And we take that very seriously when we're planning 4-H camp for young people, because this is a life-changing experience.
I agree with you. And not only do I hear you and see the evidence of this over the years we've been talking and doing this of 4-H's for everybody, but I would just attack on to that. I think for everybody should do 4-H. I think every kid would be benefited by it, that there's something that you they can gain from this along with enjoying and having a lot of fun with it. Laura, I want to just, again, wrap up with summer camp here. Remind everybody, because today is the final day that they can sign up. How can they do that again?
So go ahead and reach out to me either by phone, by email, or by Facebook Messenger for Wood County 4-H. If you Google us, you'll find it. Otherwise, let me just give the phone number. That's the easiest contact to do over the radio. That's 715-421-8439. And if it's after hours, I promise you, I will call you back in the morning and we can take care of things.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Laura. We got so much to cover today. I want to dive into Discover Wisconsin a little bit with you. That is a really fun one.
Yeah. So Discover Wisconsin, this is one especially for our middle grade students. Mm-hmm. So again, let's take them out and have an adventure. And this one is two nights at St. Norbert campus, overnight in the dorms, but then during the course of the 3 days that we're gone, we explore Door County, we explore Manitowoc and the Green Bay area. And one of the things we think about with Discover Wisconsin is, let's not do the things that families always do. So we're not going to be going to Lambeau Field. We're going to be going to the new zoo and getting behind the scenes opportunities that a family wouldn't be able to go and do if they're on their own. We're going to explore the USS Cobia, a submarine in Manitowoc. We're going to be doing orchard tours and some really cool activities at Peninsula State Park. You know, so really cool opportunities with, I'm just going to say, a grade group. An age group that a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, middle schoolers are great.
Yeah.
And I love getting together and helping them meet one another, because this is a 5-county program.
Wow.
So kids from Wood County will meet kids from Marathon, Shawano, Lincoln, and Langlade counties. And it's really cool to find out what happens after those initial friendships are built. So
that's going to be a really fun event. And that one, similar way to sign up for that, like we've been talking about with summer camp and some of those things.
Yep. Registration is open on this one until tax day. So excellent. April 15th is when that one closes. And so those are two really big things. But I think it's important to let everybody know that we have some smaller, easier to access programs right here in Southwood County this summer.
The Nakusa Library has some of those great events over there, and we love to shout out our Nakusa Library. A big shout out to them. Great people over there.
Absolutely. You know, if you're not already involved in the summer reading programs that all of our public libraries do, I strongly encourage you to get your kids involved in these things, right? Books are amazing. Yeah. The imagination and the skill development, the new things that you can learn, like all of it is amazing. So I think it's cool how the libraries will do incentive programs to get those kids reading in the summertime. But then also they have these hands-on kind of days to come and visit the library. So we're doing two in partnership with Nakusa Library. They are tied in with the regular summer reading program. They are free. No registration is required. But on June 24th, we're going to be there, and we're going to be doing a hands-on art program. Right now, what I believe it's going to be is this really cool tissue paper flower-making kind of a project. Again, it's a library program, so it's totally free.
Yeah.
Take advantage. And we do this for all ages, right? Those summer reading programs are for your littlest kids all the way up. And then in July, we're going to be coming back, and we're going to get a little bit more like sciencey focus, but not too deep. We're going to be learning about seeds and germination and growth. So everybody who comes is going to be able to walk away with their own cup of something growing to learn how to take care of. And it's a whole lot cooler than pet rocks. and I don't know. To be honest, I did this when I was a little kid, and I still remember. Okay, let's let the secret out. We're going to be growing grass in cups.
Oh, cool.
They get faces. They get characters. They get all of that kind of stuff. And just like the grass in our lawns, they're going to need haircuts, and they're going to need to special care, whether it's fertilizing or watering and all of those things. So as simple as it is, this is something I really, truly remember doing when I was just 5 years old, and it stuck with me. So.
Oh, it's such a cool idea. Cool to share. I love that. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Thank you very much for sharing that and giving people a little bit of a preview of what you're going to be doing in these events, because not only do we want you to attend them, but love the idea of you getting the kids excited about these events and teasing and talking about them yourselves as you're leading up to them. And who knows what sparks can happen from any one of these events. And it's a similar thing with you guys being at the farmer's market.
Absolutely.
And this one is a little bit more where you're kind of incorporated with other nonprofits and other business, you know, vendors and things going on, which I think only enhances what you do, in my opinion, from what I can tell.
Right. So the farmers market, we feel like, is a really cool opportunity just for folks to get a taste of what it is that 4-H does. And, you know, I don't expect anybody to come to the farmers market because 4-H is going to be there. But I do want you to think about, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to the farmers market. Yes, I'm going to bring the kids because there will be some really cool things for them to do besides taste the fabulous food from the food trucks or, you know, buy the crafts and all of the things. So we're going to be at the Thursday farmers markets. We're not coming on Saturdays this summer, but we're going to be coming to three of the farmers markets. And most of the activities that we choose to do there will take a little bit of time, but the kids will always be able to walk away with something. So we will be planting grass for one of those programs. We generally like to do something artistic or something, you know, that anybody can succeed at. Our younger friends are going to need a little bit more help. But the Boys and Girls Club typically will take a whole group of kids. They're a little bit older, and they enjoy it as well. So three Thursdays this summer, come and see us. We'll be there in the mornings. We're all set up by 8 o'clock. We're usually leaving by somewhere between noon and 1 o'clock. So come and visit us in the morning. July 3rd, July 24th, and August 7th are the days that we're going to be there. We're normally right near the manager's stand, but you never know. You know, they might need to shift us somewhere. Sure.
Keep that in mind. Another great reason to head down to our farmer's market and buy local, support local, support our like ag industry and our vendors out there, along with hanging out with the 4-H and enjoying some of that. That's going to be a blast. We're speaking with Laura Huber, 4-H program educator at UW-Madison Extension Wood County. And Laura, we're going to talk now about Christmas in July. And we're not talking about the weather, although it does, it messes with us sometimes. It makes you think it's a little colder out than it is. But Christmas in July, I love these kind of events. These are fun.
Yeah, so this one is all just... we're taking advantage of the time where the kids are not in school. The weather should hopefully be good. And this is a program open for all young people here in Wisconsin Rapids. The program is going to be held at the courthouse on Tuesday, July 22nd. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing or creating, think about like household decorations that people might put out in the Christmas season. So in addition to those crafty sorts of things, of course, we might just have to have some fabulous food and some stuff like that.
You gotta
have a celebration. Mm-hmm. Why not? So this one is going to be open for everybody who's in third grade right now and older. And we do ask for $5 registration fee to help cover that. And again, open to youth in 4-H and not in 4-H. One of the best ways to kind of get updates on what's happening in 4-H and get the registration information and all of that is to follow us on social media or to, you know, our website is okay, but it's so much easier to find what you're looking for on social media. And we do have both a 4-H page, or sorry, a Facebook page and an Instagram page, depending on what you like most. But we'll be sure to have cool flyers out there. We'll have links to registration, the dates, the reminders, all of that kind of stuff.
I cannot encourage you enough to follow them on social media, and it's a great way to not only keep up to date on those things, but to reach out to them if you need to.
You bet. And just when you're looking for Wood County 4-H, make sure you choose the one in Wisconsin, because there's also one in Ohio and Texas, and that'll get you a little confused.
I found that out the first time we were interviewing, and I'm trying to do homework, and I'm like, why is that in the Ohio zip code? Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Laura, wanted to also get into another day camp coming up, the Wood County 4-H Day Camp.
Yeah, so in the past, our day camps are usually just for our youngest kids, but we did something it's a couple of years ago
now. Yeah, it is, yeah.
At Wildwood Zoo that was amazing. So we've opened this one up for our kids who are in kindergarten right now all the way through fifth grade. We're going to do behind the scenes at our own zoo. So something that a lot of folks don't realize is that boredom is a real problem for zoo animals. So folks at zoos do a lot of work to keep those critters like brains engaged. It's called enrichment. So we are going to be enriching our young people as they enrich the animals.
God,
so
you're good at this. That's great.
Only will they be making really cool things, but then the animals will be locked away and our young people are going to be able to go into the zoo enclosures and hide their creations all throughout. It is a blast. This is something, again, this one is up in Marshfield. But open for all young people, regardless of 4-H membership. And that is going to be on July 14th. So
again, and I know we touched on this quite a bit, but another opportunity for them to, you know, maybe get a spark into zoology or taking care of animals or veterinarism or anything like that. But I think that just as important as that is gaining a little empathy for what it is to work in a zoo, what these animals go through. Animals are only becoming more and more a part of our lives, and every city is a dog-friendly city now and some of these things. So any opportunity for that seems really cool, along with it being a really fun, unique experience that they're going to be telling everybody that they can about. You know how kids are when they find something cool. Like they're going to be talking about that. That's going
to
be cool.
Absolutely. You know, when they get to tell everybody that they were in Muncie and Boda's enclosure, that's a really cool experience that they don't forget.
If that happened to me, I'd still be talking about it. Yeah. Like that's an awesome thing. That's very cool. I wanted to also make sure to mention the Clover Bud camp that's coming up as well.
Yeah, so Clover Buds, that's the language that we use for our kindergarten, first and second graders. And they don't have an opportunity to do overnight summer camp with us. So we try to have some special programs just for them. This year, we are going to be working off of a pirate theme. Exactly. There you go. that one's going to be at Northwood County Park on August 5th. Really cool. Again, open to youth regardless of 4-H membership. So if you think that... and. For Cloverbud Day Camps, we also try to include some science things, some arts and crafts thing, great food. A lot of young people have never been to Northwood County Park, and so just going over the bridge is a huge experience for them.
That's a great point.
We're going to build that in as well. It's fun.
I appreciate, and I'm not alone in this one. I'm echoing the community here. You guys work so hard to make so much available for so many different age ranges and different styles of kid and so much of that, where when we say that 4-H is for everybody, we can really say that. It really is for everybody. And that is a big tip of the hat to you and the team, and everybody works so hard to do that for our communities and make sure that every kid gets a chance to experience some of these kind of things. It's a really, really fun time. And just wrapping up, wanted to mention Outdoor Adventure Camp coming up Thursday, July 17th. Another event we want you guys to learn about. I know the next time you join us, we can talk about some of those events, but we just wanted to put these on your calendar, put them on your radar.
Exactly. And again, know that your young people, regardless of 4-H membership, are welcome. So Outdoor Adventure Camp is going to focus on a lot of things that we do at the overnight summer camp, but we know not everybody's comfortable sending their kids away. So we're going to do canoeing. We'll do fishing. We'll do archery, all sorts of things. This is our third year, maybe our fourth year, actually. Mm-hmm. And we'll do this at Dexter County Park down south of Pittsville. It's an amazing experience. Young people love it. And sometimes I think about it as a gateway into, wow, do I want to? That 3-day overnight summer camp is a little scary. Will I like the activities enough to dive in? So we'll have some kids that are doing both summer camp and outdoor adventure camp, and some just might want to put their toes in the water with outdoor adventure camp.
And remember, you can find out about all these, register, sign up for them. Be sure to follow them on social media, and you can contact them that way, direct message them through there, or go to 4-H.extension.wisc.edu. If you type into your search bar, Wood County 4-H, Wisconsin, it'll pop up for you. Be sure to reach out to them and sign your kids up for these amazing programs. Laura, love hanging out with you. Thank you for the time.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for letting me share that kids don't have to sit on devices all summer. We've got lots of cool things to do.
Get them signed up, everybody, and we'll be talking again with Laura and our friends at Extension real soon, right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.